I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves, and we're exploring the holidays in different cultures. I'm joined now by Tommaso Ponte and Alfio Di Mauro from Sicily. Thanks for joining me, Tommaso and Alfio.
Thank you, Rick.
Now, it's Christmas time, and all of America is excited about the holidays, and every country celebrates the holidays differently. How is Sicily distinctive in its celebration of the holidays?
You know, we really enjoy Christmas time in Sicily because we have this big, never-ending lunches and dinners. Of course, the dinner from Christmas night is very important. But I must say also that Christmas is a little bit different in Sicily than the rest of Italy. Right now, of course, it is changing. But I remember when I was a kid, the big day for a kid, it wasn't Christmas at all. You didn't get almost any kind of gift for Christmas, and neither for the Epiphany, which was a big deal until a few years ago in the rest of Italy. We were getting our gift during the nights of All Saints' Day.
All Saints' Day, that's November 1st, right?
Yes, exactly. So on that night, between November the 1st and November the 2nd, according to tradition, all of the dead relatives in your family were coming to the house and leaving a lot, dozens of gifts. Small gift, but, you know, very interesting gift.
All the dead relatives coming back and giving gifts?
Yes, and they were
hiding. If you were good.
If you were good.
And they were hiding them all over the house. When I was a kid, I was waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning on November 2nd.
On the 2nd.
Just to start this crazy research of the gift.
Well, tell me about that. You're 5 years old. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and you can wait. So you try, but of course, there's your mom on the other room that is going to hear you. Or sometimes most of the gifts were hidden in your parents' bedroom. So you couldn't just go there without doing any noise. And it was so interesting. And there was always something left to find in a closet, in another room.
Now, this is different from Italy. I don't remember this in Italy.
Yes, this is completely different.
This is completely different because, they left, you know, toys, but in the same time, they left, you know, little cookies that we call scardellini or ossa di morte.
In some towns close to Palermo, they call moscardine.
Moscardine also. It's a kind of cookies, which is very hard.
What was the other one you said?
Ossa di morto means literally bones of the dead.
Bones of the dead. You get little sweets called the bones of the dead.
So you eat the bones of the dead in your family because it should
You're
be...
You're eating the bones of your dead relatives?
Yes, this was the meaning. No, of course.
It should be a kind of good
luck.
Yes.
Good luck.
So Sicilian cannibalism for the holidays.
Absolutely.
No, of course, they are cookies.
Cookies and marzipan.
Marzipan, of course.
Yeah. Little fruit of marzipan.
Okay, so that's the big festival for the children, is having all of these gifts and candies on All Saints' Day.
Also, and the Epiphany, the 6th.
Okay, so let's get the calendar straight. You got November 1st and 2nd. You got St. Nicholas Day is December 6th, I think, St. Nicholas Day. And then you've got Christmas, the 24th and the 25th. And then Epiphany, the day the wise men brought the gifts to the baby
gift.
Jesus.
Yes.
I think that's the last of the 12 days of Christmas. And in Italy, it's really into Epiphany,
yes.
La Befana.
And we say, La Befana, tutte le feste porta via. Epifania, tutte le feste porta via. That means Epiphany is the last holiday of the
end of
holiday
the vacation.
Festivities season. And
you've had a big holiday
takes
season.
Takes away all of the festivities.
So it's a grand finale.
Yes, exactly.
Is it a grand finale?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is what it is.
The grand finale, exactly.
And according to tradition, you should, because, you know, we do the Christmas tree and the nativity, you should wrap everything up after the Epiphany.
January 7th.
January 7th, everything's gone. All of the Christmas decorations are gone.
Yes, so we begin with the Christmas decoration the 8th of December, the day of the Immaculate, which is very important for us, okay? And we finish the 6th.
The Immaculate Conception.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Okay, so that's a couple days after St. Nicholas's Day, December 8th. So that's really when Christmas kicks into gear.
Yes.
Tell me about Christmas itself. It's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. How in Sicily, traditionally, when you were a child, would you have celebrated that?
You always have all the family members and relatives together in one house to have this never-ending Christmas dinner. And I remember in my family, we were always rotating the house. For example, if my parents did the Christmas dinner in my house, on the next year, another relative of the family would host.
So you remember and you rotate.
Yes, we rotate. For example, if we are in our one house in Christmas, if for the New Year's Eve, we will be in the other house. Okay. This is a sort of rotation. Huge meals, of course, especially fish. We eat lots of fish for Christmas, even from New Year's Eve. Well, in the area where I live, for example, codfish. This is the most important kind of food that we have for Christmas Eve. So important as smoked salmon, shrimps. I mean,
how big a family gathering would this be? The immediate family, the extended family?
Extended family. Always we have a party of 20 to 25 people. Yeah. This is, you know, the number.
We're talking about 20, 30.
Yes,
people.
This is. So we have a huge table. We gather all together. We wait until midnight, and then we go to the church about 11:30. And we wait for the birth of the bambinello, you know, the little child.
Bambinello. And that would be at midnight.
Midnight, we go to the church and we celebrate this. So this is Christmas.
In the United States, you know, Christmas Eve is when the most people go to church.
Yes.
So even people who don't go to church normally, most people will go to church at midnight on Christmas Eve.
Yes, and if you're a kid, you don't have choice. You have to go.
Yes.
Otherwise, you upset mama.
Yes.
Okay, so it's Christmas time, and how do you say Merry Christmas in Sicily?
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale. Mille grazie and Buon Natale.
Buon
Thank
Natale.
Thank you very much.
I'm Rick Steves. We're getting all excited about Christmas, and we're going to go to Scotland just for a moment here. I have two Scottish guides with me, Anne Doig and Ken Hanley. Ken and Anne, you're ready to go to bed on Christmas Eve. What happened this evening, and what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow morning?
Oh, well, in Scotland, you hang up your tartan sock, and you leave something for Santa Claus, some shortbread or some warm milk. You try and go to bed early if you're not too excited. And the next day when you waken up, hopefully your stocking will be full of lots of presents. And we tear into them right away. Unlike other countries, they have opened up their presents on Christmas Eve, but we open them up on Christmas Day. And then we have the big lunch. Presents are opened right away. And there's always a big mess and a big fuss, but it's a lovely time.
So the children wake up and they go and
they
see
what... They go straight through.
And who comes in the middle of the night? What's his
name? Santa Claus.
It's not Father Christmas or anything.
No.
It's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
And Ken Hanley, how was your relationship with Santa Claus when you were a small child?
I think it was absolutely excellent and still is, to be honest, Rick. My memories go back to times when, like most children, you can't get to sleep because Santa's coming and you've put the milk out for the reindeers. And I was brought up always to leave a wee dram for Santa as well because he needed a wee whiskey to get him over the North Pole.
And did he appreciate that?
I think he did because the glass was aye empty.
And the shortbread?
Absolutely.
Go on.
And of course, in the morning we got down. And I'm talking in my youth. The big thing was that you had your big tartan sock and you had fruit and orange and things like that, you know. And as Anne says, you got tore into it right away. No messing in Scotland.
And
Santa Claus has been, he's delivered his sack, he's got his presents, and it's get into them.
Well, rip through your long tartan sock with me right now. It's a long time ago. You're 5 years old. It's a great morning. What's in there? Pull it out one by one.
You're getting oranges that, you know, that you might sound strange, but for us, oranges was a great thing. It was a great treat. An apple, a banana, nuts, special kind of nuts in that. You know, nowadays you go nuts about computers and things like that, but we went nuts about fruit and all the simplistic things.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was a tartan sock.
Always. Yeah. Always had to be, in our house, it always had to be a tartan sock.
Your family tartan?
Yeah, or a national tartan, but at that time, usually a family tartan.
Now, of course, Santa across cultures is a sort of a tool that parents use to keep their children nice, not naughty. I know you were always nice, but did you have some naughty friends, and what would they find in their stocking?
Santa Claus sometimes came, and there might have been a big hole in the sock, and that was the excuse.
Oh, is that right?
But I think, you know, I think children are the same the world over, and I think Scots are no any different. The expectation is high. And I think, you know, for that night, everybody behaves for Santa coming and everybody expects that there's something nice in the tree or round the tree or in the tartan sock.
Now, Anne, you said you got together with a big Christmas midday feast. Is that right?
Yes,
on Christmas
right.
Day, the 25th.
Yes, that's right.
Traditionally, what would that include in Scotland?
Well, it's the turkey and all the trimmings, Brussels sprouts, roast potatoes, mashed potatoes, roast parsnips, stuffing, chestnut stuffing, Christmas pudding with brandy sauce. And you liked the Christmas pudding. In the old days, when my mother used to make her Christmas pudding, she would wrap up threepenny pieces, which are worth about 4 cents now. But that was a big excitement if you got...
Well, threepence pieces.
Yes.
Oh, you had threepence coins.
A silver threepenny.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
And that was very lucky, wrapped up in greaseproof paper. You wouldn't be allowed
inside
to do that.
Inside your little
inside your pudding
Christmas or something.
Pudding, yes.
And what about the holiday drink? What would the adults look forward to at holiday time?
I think
time?
It has
whiskey.
To be the ishkaba. Yeah, the whiskey.
Ishkaba.
What's that? What's ishkaba?
Means water of life.
Whiskey.
Ah, whiskey.
Yeah.
And does the mistletoe have any special power in Scotland?
Oh, yes.
Tell me.
Oh, you want to get a piece of mistletoe and carry it around with you because you have to kiss the person that's under the mistletoe.
You have to.
Yes.
And it's legal to carry it around with you.
Absolutely. It's a must have.
Ken, give me your best Merry Christmas in a Scottish brogue.
Well, have a happy Christmas from Scotland, or a Merry Crimble, or anything like that, but in a Scottish accent in Glaswegian. Oh, goody, have a good Christmas, big man. See you. Aye, and the bairns and all. Tell all the weans to have a happy Christmas.
Translate that for me. What did you say?
They were saying, good evening, Rick, and I'm wishing you a terribly Merry Christmas, and you could tell the same to the children.
Say that again in Glaswegian.
What a best, big man, for Glasgow. Have a happy Christmas. You know, we're lucky in Scotland because we have these variants of the, you know, in Aberdeen, they have this wonderful Doricky thing, you know. Well, you'll be having a happy Christmas up there, aye. Santa might come if you're good. And a tiny wee bit more refined in Edinburgh, I think, and you'd be better than that at me. Happy Christmas for Edinburgh, you know.
Yeah.
So you got the Edinburgh, you got the Glasgow, you got the Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And all of Scotland. Well, thanks for joining us, and happy Christmas to you too, also.
Happy Christmas
Same
to you.
Same to you, Rick, and your family.
Who's the man that parents love? Santa, Santa, causes credit cards to overload. Santa Bloody Claus.
I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're getting all excited about Christmas, and let's pretend we're in Budapest in Hungary. I've got with me Etelka and Levante, two guides from Budapest. What's going on in Hungary now? If you're a five-year-old kid and you just had a great Christmas evening, you're going to bed, and what's going to happen? What happened today? What happens tonight? And what happens in the morning?
Oh, very exciting. I'm sure that I'm waiting for the little Jesus, because in Hungary, not the Santa Claus is bringing the Christmas tree. It is the little Jesus task. It is actually in the afternoon, and my parents are decorating the Christmas tree. And at about 5 or 6 o'clock, when I wake up, if I am a little kid, I go into the living room and I see the decorated Christmas tree. Presents are wrapped beautifully under the Christmas tree. And of course, we open it and we have a wonderful, big, traditional Hungarian dinner on Christmas Eve. It's important on the 24th of December. After the dinner, we go to the church for the midnight service.
So that's all on the 24th?
That's all on the 24th, yes.
And the tree is decorated secretly from you, and then the children are brought in to see the tree?
Yeah.
Wow. And then it's the baby Jesus or a little boy Jesus, or who brings the gifts?
We say that little Jesus brings the gifts and the Christmas tree because we have got Santa Claus, but the Santa Claus is coming on the 6th of December.
On St. Nicholas Day.
On St. Nicholas Day, yes. So, you know, Hungarian people love the parties and there's always a reason to celebrate something. So we celebrate on a separate day the Santa Claus.
Levante, is that your experience?
Yes, it is. I was just giggling. I thought it brings back wonderful memories of me and my brother having to take walks in the afternoon so we won't see the Christmas tree being decorated because the angels or Jesus will bring the tree decorated as is.
Wow.
So you don't see the tree. The tree is somehow, no matter how small your apartment, is hidden somewhere. And then your parents decorate it while you're either taking a nap or a walk or whatever. And then when you get back, you have just missed Jesus, unfortunately, or the angel, and the tree is decorated and the gifts are all there. Yeah.
After a few years, a child will see a pattern and you'll enjoy taking that walk, I would imagine.
Correct.
Sure, I'll get out of the house.
Absolutely.
I'll be back in a little while. Make it good.
Absolutely.
And then you have a big family dinner.
Yes, a really big family dinner.
On Christmas Eve, and what would traditionally that be? What would you be eating?
Definitely in my family and in most of the families, fish soup, Then
fish soup,
yes, stuffed cabbage, for example, different kinds of meats. The turkey is becoming popular.
Traditionally, freshwater fish soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, carp.
Yeah, and carp. That is carp, yeah. And I know you do not like the carp, but
it's
love
different
the
kind of carp.
You got a good carp in Hungary. Yes. And then what else? Would and the sweets and the drinks?
Sweets, it's very special and always homemade poppy seed or walnut roll should be on the table.
What I'd like to add, too, is Christmas in Hungary is much like Thanksgiving in the U.S., yes. Meaning everything shuts down. It's really a very quiet time. All businesses are closed for 2-3 days. It really is just focusing on family. And if you're a religious family, then also, you know, the
going to church
Jesus.
And so on. Mm-hmm. And yes. The rituals and the festivities are on the 24th. And then the 25th would be just a day for family to be together.
Yes, correct. Or visiting very close relatives.
And children playing with the little toys that Jesus brought them.
Yes.
25th and 26th family days. And in our family, on the 25th or on the 26th, when everybody is together, definitely we play games. Board games is a must-do event at Christmas.
Now, that sounds like what we'd call a Norman Rockwell sort of image.
Yes, it is a Norman Rockwell image, yes.
But is it eroding today in this fast-paced modern world, or is there a movement in Hungary to keep the magic of Christmas this way?
To keep the magic.
I think everybody wants to keep it for their kids' sake, grandkids' sake.
And you kids get two great gift days, the 6th and the 24th.
That's right.
And one more thing about the 6th. Every kid, even today, polish their shoes on the 6th and put either into the window or in front of the door, because Santa Claus will put the present into the clean shoes.
You have to clean your shoes.
Definitely.
Not stockings. You actually put shoes out.
Yes, shoes.
That's right.
And what a wonderful boy who has big feet.
He gets a lot of presents.
All right. Hey, is there any children's songs that are classic Christmas songs that the kids would sing around Christmas time?
There is.
What would that be?
Kis karácsony, nagy karácsony.
Okay, for example, kis karácsony, nagy karácsony. Can we sing?
Sure.
Kis karácsony, nagy karácsony, kisült-e már a kalácsom, ha kisült már ide véle, hadd egyem meg melegében. Jaj, de szép a karácsonyfa, ragyog rajta a sok gyertya, itt egy lámpa, ott egy alma, jaj, de szép a karácsonyfa.
Wow. Now, I won't ask you to translate that literally, but what's going on? What is the lyrics?
It's about little Christmas, the great Christmas, basically how lovely everything is, and look at all the gifts and toys.
The family's
the
here, the tree is decorated, everybody's together. Isn't it great to be alive?
And is the poppy seed roll done or not?
Are the poppy seeds done, and are my shoes polished enough to get the good gifts? Merry Christmas. Thank you for sharing a little
Merry
bit
Christmas
of Hungarian Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Boldog karácsonyt. Merry Christmas.
Coming up, our world tour of Christmas heads south, way south, as we check in with an author who spent Christmas at the American Research Station on an icy island off the coast of Antarctica. We'll also take your calls for stories of memorable holidays you've spent away from home. Our phone number is 877-333-RICK, and you can email us at radio@ricksteves.com. Happy Christmas. It's Travel with Rick Steves.